It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 22nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today, a story of the sock puppet and the politician that should put us all on alert for digital dirty tricks. In Britain, as in the U.S., there's a debate about so-called payday loans. How much is too much to charge for very short-term lending to people with low incomes? A British member of parliament pushing to cap these fees found herself getting attacked on Twitter like this.
Mental, nuts, pathetic, a self-serving egomaniac, and all sorts of phrases like this.
Mark King, a reporter at the Guardian newspaper, did detective work that traced the tweets back to a company called Wonga. It's in the business of payday loans and opposes what the politician was pushing. When confronted, the company said it was a junior employee gone rogue, acting without authorization. And did I mention the sock puppet?
A sock puppet is someone who anonymously posts comments or tweets on behalf of someone else. So it's a pseudonym, if you like. Now, it's generally happens in the business realm, really. So you'll have a company that is often in the news for negative reasons will be using these sock puppets to spread positive messages about that firm across the internet. And this is what we've seen with this loan company, Wonga.
Wonga has apologized unreservedly. There was also evidence a Wonga computer had been used to delete the word usury from its Wikipedia entry. It's Thanksgiving. Instead of nasty tweets, let's make the world better. Payam Zamani is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur who wants startup companies to do what?
To do philanthropic work.
Really? Even if no profit has come in quite yet?
Yeah. The thing is, if you think about a geography like Silicon Valley, it's made up of a few large businesses that all of us all over the country have heard of them. But really, overwhelming majority of the people are employed by small businesses, VC-backed businesses. And I think that we need to bring about universal philanthropy. We got to get the masses involved. And it's not so much about the amount that is given, but the fact that we all care and we all participate in that process.
How could a company that doesn't make a profit yet give money away?
One is clearly the time that we can offer to different organizations. But we do have revenues. We do have technology solutions that can help other nonprofits. But most importantly, the promise of Silicon Valley really is the fact that we're building businesses that will hopefully become valuable at some point in time. So we can give away a portion of the shares in the company, of the ownership in the business, to the kind of philanthropic work that we think can make a meaningful impact.
What motivates you to do this? I mean, you're staking out a little bit of territory. You've thought this through. What drives you forward on philanthropy?
Well, look, I escaped religious persecutions as a Baha'i in Iran in 87 and came to the U.S. as a refugee. The opportunities I ended up having came about as a result of others believing in me and supporting me. And I even never forget that the flight to the U.S. was paid for by a foundation out of New York, and they said that if you ever make money, you have the money, please pay us back so we can do more of this. And I think it comes about as a result of universal giving, universal philanthropy. Again, the idea is not how much we give, but at the end of the day, it's about the fact that we care and we make that part of the fabric of our society and our businesses.
Payam Zamani is CEO of Reply.com, a marketplace for local online advertising. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.